All right, welcome. Funnily enough, I think it was exactly here in 2018 that I was standing in this exact same room, I checked it, talking about something called Package URL or Perl, or actually introducing it a bit to the world. So the dev room schedule is a bit behind. So with a show of hand, who has not heard about Package URL or Perl? Okay, so we have few. So we still go through the presentation. We still go through the presentation. Otherwise, I would have just passed and yielded to the next speaker. So I'm the lead maintainer of a project called Abort Code and Scan Code. I'm also your lead tormentor of a few SBOM related standards like SPDX, or I'm also a core contributor to CycloneDX, because standards, you know, we all like them. We want more of them, so we can pick and choose. And everything I do is free and open source software, open data, and open standards. So if we go back in 2017, the problem I had was simple. We're building this tool called ScanCode, which scans for package origin, license, and a bit of dependencies. Actually, the maintainer is somewhere in the room. Raise your hand, Ayan. And we had this problem, which is users were saying, what do you do about security? And we said, we do nothing. What do you do about security? We do nothing. And the third time, he says, OK, let's try to do something. And we were trying to look up in something which was called the OSVDB, other known also as the open sourced vulnerability database, which was absolutely not open source, by the way. It was fiercely proprietary. It became something called risk-based security. It wasn't really open washing. And another one called the National Vulnerability Database in the US. And this was a very painful process. We're just scratching our head, trying to find if this package we had scanned was actually the bearer of known security issues. It was really painful. And we did craft this small standard. Well, it wasn't standard at the beginning. It was just a way for us to literally have an identifier so we could look up in the vulnerability database. And since existing vulnerability database didn't know how to look up that identifier, we created one, because why not, you know, more power. It's not really a vulnerability database. It's more an aggregated database of existing non-security issues keyed by Perl. And the problem here, simple, is you think about OpenSSL or something like FiUtils. You have one in RubyGems, one in NPM, one in PyPI. OpenSSL is packaged by multiple distros. Sometimes it's vendored in crates, in Python wheels. So each of these are subtly similar and subtly different. And you need to be able to talk about them efficiently to figure out, is this package used? Is this package vulnerable? These kind of things. So that was the title slide back then. We ended up setting up more of a Perl-like logo for now, rather than a cat, but it was a very tiny cat. On the side, it was a real challenge, if I recall, to find who actually had taken this picture and what was the license. So we have this problem, you know, looking up from scan to package. And we needed a way to do that. And others were having the same problem. Folks, for instance, at Sonatype with OSS Index had the problem. Initially, really, it was an idea that came from a company called JFrog, which does something called Artifactory. They had a project with Google called Grapheus, and they had something which looked very much like a package URL, but wasn't. Fast forward today, we extracted the spec. It's hard work to make sure you modularize any bit